Bam.
Good morning, Council. I'm here today to request your permission to apply for a USDA Housing Preservation Grant. We've applied for this for many years. It's a small program. Our grant request will be $25,000. We do this annually, and we're able to use that to assist very low-income residents in Sussex County with housing repair. Typically, we do between 5 and 7 projects with this account. We try to steer it towards handicap accessible issues and that sort of thing. So I just have a resolution, if I could have your permission to...
Please read what you... There you go.
Be it known, the Sussex County Council resolves to apply for the Housing Preservation Grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Housing Services, authorized under Title 42, Section 1490 of the United States Code, implemented through Title 7, Part 1944, Subpart N of the Code of the Federal Regulation, and where Sussex County has met the pre-application requirements for the HPG, and Sussex County is eligible to submit an application for such grants through the Rural Housing Services. Be it resolved that Sussex County Council endorses the pre-application to the United States Department of Agriculture for HPG funds in the amount of $25,000, and be it further resolved by the County Council that Todd F. Lawson, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the fiscal year 2007 Housing Preservation Grant application with all understanding and certifications contained therein to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Questions on the motion?
Does that mean that they're going to give us $25,000 as a free?
Yes.
No cost to it?
It doesn't cost us anything. No.
Okay.
There's no cost to it.
Is that the maximum cap?
This this particular program, it is.
Yes.
We use several. We use HUD and we use USDA. This has kind of gotten smaller over the years. It used to be as high as 200, and now it's come down. So.
Wow.
It's down to 25.
Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Five yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Hicken?
What did Rob have to be excused?
I guess, yeah, where he is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Taxiway D, Part 2.
It looked like Del Dot's drawing.
Del Taz. Close. Taxiway D Part 2, remember Part 1 was back in April. We came before you and presented the overall project and asked for approval to move forward with a grant request, which we have done. Just a review, Taxiway D is a full-length, brand-new pavement, runs parallel to our runway 1028, a crosswind runway. This does a couple of things for us. One is it gets us closer to instrument approaches to both ends of those runways, and then it also opens up the infield area for development, if we can go to the next slide. And this was the our master plan for that area. So as I said, we asked for your approval to request a grant. We've gotten the grant. The next step would be to accept or to approve the task order with Delta Airport Consultants for the design of this project, and then if you do that, I'll present you with a grant offer for you to accept.
You have a motion?
Yes. Actually, I have two.
Okay, read your first one.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves task order 6 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc., to provide professional services for Sussex County Project 17-20, Construct Taxiway D Design, which increases the original contract amount by no more than $470,496, pending receipt of a federal grant.
Pleasure, Council.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
So the feds pay 90% of the total that you're asking for?
Correct.
Yes. Feds pay 90, state pays 5, we pay 5.
And who's the professionals?
I like it.
This is Delta Airport Consultants. They were selected back in 2013 as our airport consultant, and on every task, we negotiated a price for that task.
So that means how much do professionals get?
They're Their contract was $470,496.
How many thousands?
$470,000.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
It is, and as part of the process, we do an independent fee estimate where we hire another airport consultant to give us, before we even see Delta's number, they give us a number that they think is what that project should cost.
So roughly, what does the professionals tell us?
They were within 0.6% of Delta's number.
Wow, pretty close.
I mean, they're the ones makes the bids? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is a...
So where's the bids coming from? What's the number of the bids coming from?
$470,000.
$470,000.
I understand, but...
Yeah. Well, I guess what he's saying, they hired a firm outside of that.
So what do we get for $470,000?
The design of Runway D.
Tell us how to build a runway?
That's correct.
Right, this is the design and bidding phase.
Seems like we could get somebody to shoot across there and tell us where the darn runway runs by paying $470,000.
Well, I think one of the issues is that there's only certain firms that are airport engineers, not like just a road building, unbuilt things for airports. So.
Right, back in 2013, we went through the selection process. We had a list of consultants that we thought were potential consultants. And sure. Went through the selection process. It's a qualifications-based process. It's not there's no cost involved at that point.
And they came out on top. Any more questions?
Yeah, all that stormwater, that's not real deep. Those are like swales or something, because I sometimes fly into airports and you see depressions on the side, but not deep water or not.
Right, there's not a whole lot of room to dig out there, so it is pretty shallow.
They're pretty shallow, okay, because I didn't know if they were hazardous or I don't know. But
no, and there
seems
all
like a lot of them.
Dry ponds, they're not allowed to have standing water.
Okay.
More questions?
That's it.
It'll be a good place for geese to go.
We don't want any geese.
No geese.
Not when I'm flying.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I'm actually going to do a no vote as I stepped out, Mr. President. I did not hear the whole presentation.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be able to carry it. And next.
Okay. So the next step is get somebody to pay for it. And we do have a grant offer from the FAA. As I remind you every time, part of that grant offer is a list of assurances, things that we will do as our obligations for that grant. So you're not only accepting the money, you're accepting the obligations that go with that. And that was all in your packet. I won't bore you with that.
It's the same thing we've always accepted for grants.
Yes, it's the same as they've had. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council accepts the Federal Aviation Administration's grant offer of
$430,196
as the United States share of 90% of the allowable costs incurred in accomplishing the project, install infrastructure to support RNAV approach, construct parallel taxiway D, phase one.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
So it's $40,000 the county pays at this point.
No, we would pay $20,000.
Well, he said something about $470,000.
Yeah.
And then
there's $40,000 difference.
And they're going to pay $430,000.
And the state pays half of that balance, and so do we.
State's going to pay
half. Our share will be $23,900.
There you go. We're going to pay $23,000 to get
$430,000. Yeah.
I'd do that.
I don't know.
Any more questions on the motion?
I don't think state's got that kind of money, has it?
We'll see. But it's federal money. They got plenty of money. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. Thank you, sir. John Ashman. Come on down.
She always puts everybody else's up. She doesn't like me.
See what you might win.
This is Andrew Depp.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Long Neck area. It's parcel 234-23114.01 and an easement associated with that parcel to Branch Road. Expansion is requested by T.H. White, the owner of the property. Parcel was identified as needing a septic system upgrade at the purchase of the property. And the owner would prefer connection to the county-run sewer system versus installing a new septic system, as we have a project installing sewer in Branch Road at this time. The purchase of the property did include an easement to Branch Road, and by including this easement in the request, it makes the parcel contiguous to our district and provides a path for the pipeline for the residents, the infrastructure being installed. Owner proposes to connect the existing home and shop located on the parcel, and the project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection.
Motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the T.H. White expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Long Neck area, parcel 234-23-114.01, associated easement, as presented June 27, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Did they take a vote on this?
Second one is a Salisbury annexation, not the town of, city of.
Annex Salisbury. That's good. They're growing.
Request the permission to prepare and post notices for the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Miller Creek area. The owner of parcel 134-19-00-69.00 has requested annexation. Owner is desirous of constructing a single-family home on the parcel at this time with plans for future subdivision. The parcel is adjacent to our sewer district, and the engineering department has planned capacity. The owner is aware that a lateral needs to be installed for their home, and this is the cost is their responsibility. Any further subdivision of the parcel would require additional laterals, also at the owner's expense. The project would be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Robin Salisbury expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Miller Creek area, parcel 134-19-69.00. As presented on June 27th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion, we accept it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
These are the kind of sometimes worry me. There's no home on it currently, correct?
Correct.
There's no permits taken or anything?
They were in to pull their permit, but we did not allow them to pull permit until we...
Okay. And how many acres is that, approximately, give or take?
Have the acreage actually in front of me. It's slated for subdivision into like four parcels, three of them along the Woodward Way there.
I mean, they actually have some kind of application for subdivision?
They have not submitted anything to us yet. This is just in discussions with the land.
No, I get concerned that we grant sewer to it. We're helping for them to speculate, you know, for selling of the property, because then we could, instead of just four lots, we could see a substantial difference there, because the zoning would provide substantial.
They've already paid for it, correct?
You still get the opportunity to see it as they do that.
But we only get one application fee for this. Once we approve this whole site, all these other...
One annexation application.
So we get $500, and then we could see, say, 20 units in the future. So I'm just wondering if that's an equitable way of looking at it. Because a lot of times in the past, we like to coordinate sewer service with a proposed subdivision or development or something proposed.
Correct.
This way we're granting something to just kind of an unknown. We're helping speculation.
Correct. But our annexation fee right now just basically covers the advertising and everything anyhow.
Okay.
So where we get the funds is from the system
connection charges later on.
I thought what we were doing is approving a sewer to one single family dwelling they're going to build.
There is one. That is all they're asking for at this time, is a single family.
Okay.
But it's how many acres, approximately? What did you say? Roughly?
You know, Granny Close, how many acres it got, does it?
I mean, as they're looking that up, I don't disagree with your point, Mr. Cole, but I will tell you, you know, why are they going to sit here and move forward with a building permit unless they are going to get the public sewer? I mean, that's what they want. So if their decision could be dependent and contingent on this decision.
We normally, like I said in the past, when parcels came in of some size, they came with a a subdivision application or RPC or something. So we kind of knew what we were getting. When we approved this, we're approving raw land. Or it's speculative. Possibly speculative.
Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I may, Mr. Cole, Councilman Cole, we now have infrastructure use agreements. And if it were to change from more than one house or two or three houses, which is way beyond what is currently approved for, we would collect the difference in addition to the sewer connection charges. So as the enterprise fund goes, we would make sure that the enterprise fund is whole and the land use process can proceed without interference.
Yeah, I know, but again, we get into the real estate speculation on this, because once we approve this, they just, you know, for sale sign comes in, it's in the sewer district. So we've enhanced its value, and I don't know if that's our job to be doing that.
Well, we're trying to capture that value by charging for the infrastructure, which the county has provided and will be used in the future.
Okay.
So I'm not saying it's a quid pro quo, but at least we're protecting the enterprise fund investment.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you. And Mr. Medlars, you're still up.
Thank you, Mr. President. Back again. This this process, like you just see here, unfolded 2.5 years ago in February for the Route 54 expansion. It was a series of petitions to expand the district. The county held two hearings. And subsequently, again, similar to the process Mr. Higgin described, went through the selection process and selected an engineer, Hazen Sawyer, to do the actual design for the project. That project design took quite some time because, as Mr. Boyce described, there were some right-of-way issues. The Route 54 right-of-way is very narrow, and the county had to procure a number of additional easements outside that particular Deldot right-of-way. Having said this, every time there was a change made, the change had to be reinvestigated under the National the NEPA Act, Environment Policy Act, which required us to backcheck. So a couple of times we had to go back and forth. This project took a significant amount of time in design. However, we were finally able to move it forward to advertisement and public bidding, and the prices received were very favorable in the given that today's climate. We received four bids, fairly relatively well positioned. The low bid is within 18% of the engineer's estimate. Engineer's estimate had some some shortcomings in the sense that when we initially prepared the estimate, that some of the lateral construction was supposed to be taken outside the pavement, and now it is inside the pavement. A lot of this cost is associated with the restoration issues. You have just approved the public hearing and the associated borrowing a few minutes ago for the baseline borrowing for the Route 54 project. You have before you in a few weeks the public hearing for a further extension of this area. The bid as you see it today includes these particular parcels, which you may consider in the future. And the reason for that is, as you can see, there's 7,000 feet in this particular bit of linear sewer. Only approximately 5% of that is needed to serve the additional lots. So you can see there's a great cost disparity. So if you were to not approve the further extension later on next month, then we would reduce it from the unit bid prices by taking out these particular few hundred feet out of the project. In either way, Ms. Jennings and I have that carefully structured this. So you have the funding in place, you have a favorable bid, and we have an award contingent upon the concurrence of the agency to your action in the award. So with that said, any questions from the council?
We have a motion.
I do have a motion. And this may be one of our, no, it should actually be the last motion, which is structured that way. The new motions will all speak to the unified district. This project was still advertised and initially conceived under the non-unified district. That's why you see the project title and the motion coincide with the former nomenclature. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 14-10 Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District be awarded to George & Lynch, Inc. of Dover, Delaware in the total bid amount of $2,230,511 pending DNREC State Revolving Loan Fund concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings,